We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. It's 1 o'clock on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Stay tuned for the news from NPR, and then Bob McWilliams brings us three wonderful hours of Trail Mix, with the likes of John Gorka, Eliza Gilkeyson, Dar Williams, Patty Griffin, and even a little Johnny Cash on the program today. All the while, keep in mind that it is our fall pledge drive here at Kansas Public Radio. Everything we do is made possible by your support. Consider supporting Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or calling us toll-free at 888-577-5000.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Top congressional leaders from both parties are to meet with President Trump at the White House tomorrow. They have until Tuesday night to reach an agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Well, the top leaders of Congress are going to the White House tomorrow. The big four congressional leaders, Senate Majority Leader Thune, Senate Minority Leader Schumer, House Speaker Johnson, and House Minority Leader Jeffries, they're all going to be talking about a shutdown, but they don't have a lot of time. There's a September 30th deadline to approve legislation or face a partial government shutdown. Democrats say they won't vote for a funding bill unless Obamacare subsidies, which allow millions of people to buy health insurance, are extended.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Beef prices are at an all-time high. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will release a plan to rebuild the cattle industry. From member station KXZV in Maryville, Missouri, Gavin McGough has more.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins discussed the forthcoming plan in Kansas City, leading to speculation amongst cattle farmers. High beef prices present farmers with a tough choice: hold back heifers and grow their herd, or hope that consumers continue to pay top dollar. Deb Thummel raises Black Angus on her family farm in northwest Missouri. She says despite the uncertainty, she doesn't think
any beef producers really want the government to throw money at these high prices and lack of cattle.
The USDA says it will release its plan in October. For NPR News, I'm Gavin McGough.
Police in Michigan say a man rammed a vehicle into a Mormon church today and opened fire. One person was killed, at least nine others wounded. The gunman was shot dead by police. The church was set on fire. Officials suspect that more victims may be found. There's no word yet on a motive or if the gunman had a connection to the church. The small former Soviet Republic of Moldova is holding closely watched elections today. It's seen as the latest test of whether the country's current government continues on a pro-Western path or returns to Russia's orbit. NPR's Charles Maines reports.
At stake are parliamentary seats that determine whether President Maia Sandu can continue to advance Moldova's bid for European Union membership by the end of the decade. Sandu has accused Russia of carrying out a massive influence campaign in a bid to sway the results in a country of just 2.4 million people. It's a charge backed by multiple independent media investigations. Earlier in the week, Moldovan police also arrested more than 70 people in raids tied to alleged Russian-backed efforts to foment unrest. The Kremlin denies interfering in the vote and argues Sandu's government is stoking anti-Russian sentiment to mask voter dissatisfaction over pro-EU reforms in one of Europe's poorest countries. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public.
For some Kansas high school kids, math just isn't adding up. That's why this graduate researcher at the University of Kansas is calculating ways to help kids make the grade.
Hi, my name is Natalie Patton, and I'm a second-year doctoral student in the Department of Special Education here at KU. I'm also a graduate research assistant on a project called Math Words, led by Dr. Elizabeth Stevens. And I'm a former high school math teacher here in the state of Kansas.
Having been a high school math teacher, you've seen this problem firsthand.
After 8 years in the high school math classroom, I definitely noticed students struggling with foundational skills. And we know that teachers have reported that students are unprepared for high school level mathematics and continue to experience difficulty in mathematics throughout high school. In fact, 72% of 8th graders and 75% of 12th graders scored below proficient on the most recent National Assessment of Educational Progress in Mathematics assessment.
Are you seeing some methods that are helping kids succeed?
Well, that's really the problem. We don't know a lot about how to boost math performance in high school because limited research exists. I actually only found 21 studies since the year 2000. And within those studies, we have some recommendations such as practice with feedback, video modeling, virtual manipulative, strategy instruction, graphic organizers, and goal setting. So it's not about buying a new textbook. It's about implementing these practices.
What are some benefits for Kansas high school kids that do better at math?
Well, what we know is that students who complete Algebra 2 are 3 times more likely to achieve positive post-secondary outcomes. These outcomes may include technical and vocational education, even higher salaries in STEM-related careers.
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
I'm Bob McWilliams here with Trail Mix, and John Gorka opens up today's show on KPR.
Cool people had a meeting, decided that I wasn't one of them. So I took my Nazarene guitar, playing all the way to Bethlehem, where some kind people took me in before I even found that I was lost. Oh, my mind moves slowly, north side covered with moss. Nazarene guitar, South Mountain star. Notes can scar and heal, words can heal and scar. Oh, but love lasts longer, love is stronger than steel. There's music in the valley, sounds of how it feels. They welcome me, front door key to my dreams. Oh, the young and the poor tend to see the lower extremes. I listened in the wings, filling with sounds that were true. It seems I was given more than I was due. Nazarene guitar, South Mountain star. Bones can scar and heal, words can heal and scar. Oh, but love lasts longer, love is stronger than steel. There's music in the valley, sounds of how it feels. Could be one of them. So I took my Nazarene guitar and played it all the way from Bethlehem. I miss those hills that kept watch on me and my friends. Mostly it's the faces with me till the end. though I slouched away, they'll be with me till the end.
John Gorka with some vocal help from Lucy Kaplansky, opening today's trail mix with his song Nazarene Guitar from his 2018 album Truant Time, a new John Gorka album expected out shortly. We'll be looking forward to sharing that with you. I'm Bob McWilliams, looking forward to sharing music with you this afternoon on Trail Mix, so thank you very much for joining me for that. And we've got one of the very finest albums, to my ears anyway, of the year, by Eliza Gilkyson. Up next, support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And Mammoth Live, presenting American songwriters Patty Griffin and Ricky Lee Jones at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City, Thursday evening, October 30th. Event details and ticket information at uptowntheater.com.
Late at night, hanging in my bed, thoughts start drilling a hole in my head. Coyotes howl up the riverbed, their reveries. Full moon shining from behind the trees, my mind starts churning like a hive of bees. How we gonna make it cross the rolling seas of times like these?
You gotta pull yourself together in times like these. Figure out how to weather the times like these.
Never figured out how to play the game, spin to my fortune on the wheel of fame, but I'm still standing so I can't complain. In times like these, you start out searching for the holy grail, wind up stumbling down a rocky trail, till all you got left are the tales you'll tell. In times like these,
you gotta pull yourself together. In times like these, navigate the weather in times like these. After times like
say.
on singing, keep on passing the songs around, keep the bells of freedom ringing, till the walls come tumbling down, and we heal what has been broken in the dark night of the soul.
Eliza Gilkyson from her really powerful album that came out in April called Dark Ages, and we just heard Dark Night of the Soul and Times Like These. Eliza Gilkyson on KPR, Patty Griffin's on the way, Dar Williams, a brand new one from Dar Williams, Ellis Paul, and more in this hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio. Well, it is our fall fundraising drive, one of the couple times of the year that here on Trail Mix we look to raise the money to keep Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio strong. And if you haven't yet made your pledge, you can get that done right now by going to kansaspublicradio.org. And we'll get an update on how things are going in a bit. But right now, we're going to hear from Willie Carlisle. He's set to play at Knuckleheads this Thursday night, October the 2nd. Here's a song from his new album, Winged Victory.
Oh, turn away, young Magdalene, morning's on the rise. We both know we'll turn to stone if we don't act right. So put away your fiddle, your rosin and your bow, 'cause nobody wants to see how wildflowers grow. Bad TV and frozen food in a house we can't afford. The neighbors with bad politics are lonely folks, I'm sure. I want to know a weed from a chestnut tree and a friend from a foe. But nobody knows the names of wildflowers anymore. Peace signs in the alleyway, Jesus saves in a bathroom stall. The poor, the drunk, the angry, the medicate and jail us all. They'd roll us up and smoke us, they could make us worth owning. Oh, be careful you tell that there's wildflowers growing. What parts of me there may yet be when I am dead and gone. A pile or two of paltry things done right and done wrong. And a parking lot of forget-me-nots growing towards the road. I'll be there if you care to watch some wildflowers grow. Yeah, I'm going back down where the weather suits my clothes. Come on by and waste some time watching wildflowers grow.
Me didn't know what to do when our trans-American trip was through. Back then Nashville wasn't cool, so we loaded up the truck, bound for Boone. Learned a song like a hillbilly, banjo, backer, bar, war, yins, black, third, cool,
pretty, sing a little while and fly away. Sleeping on a cot in a halfway house, ain't he looking all over east, west, south, got a lead on an Appalachian abode, an old grove shanty down Platte Springs Road. We started multiplying chickens, goats, rabbits, lamb, coon, pig, dog. Build ourselves a fan base. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the skies of blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Oh, way on top of old Spook Mountain, there's Fraser firs like you can't count them, but down in the vale where the laurel's pink, a fella starts itching for something to drink. They say good water makes for good corn. Helps you swallow them lower tabs too. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Hey, let's make liquor in the bathtub soon, said Benny one morning on the road to Boone, jingling the bell at the hardware store, carrying a copy of Foxfire 4. We started a cooking. Stovetop, slag jar, thumb keg, worm. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the skies of blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Standing on the corner of King Street and High, still a little drunk on the 5th of July, when a red Cherokee parked there in the hot sun, and out popped little Miss Nancy Watson. Had her daddy in tow. He didn't see too good. Said he liked what he heard, though. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Oh, my little darling, we were singing in the morning drunk, so it smelled like fried bologna off the ground, dancing on the pole, yep, and Doc said something that I'll never forget. That's real old-timey, boys. Mark Pavian's up to the Merle Fest. Hey, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. So one fine springtime afternoon, me and the boys busted out a boon for a bigger curve to crow real loud. I sure hope we made him proud. So long, Elk Park. Howdy, North Wilkesboro. Oh, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Hey, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew.
Catch Secor in the tale of Old Crow Medicine Show in their early days, moving to Boone, North Carolina to become authentically old-timey, and encountering Doc Watson and talking Doc Blues from the new album by Catch Secor, Story the Crow Told Me. Before that, Willie Carlisle from his new album, Winged Victory, and Wildflowers Grow on Willie Carlisle, playing this coming Thursday night at Knuckleheads in Kansas City. Well, this month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. On the way this hour, Patty Griffin, a brand new one from Dar Williams, Ellis Paul, Johnny Cash, all headed for you on Trail Mix. I'm your host, Bob McWilliams, and I'm able to be here bringing you this music every Sunday afternoon because of listener support. It's vital that we have listener support to keep Kansas Public Radio here for you, and here's how you can help.
Helping Kansas Public Radio is easy during the fall pledge drive. Just pledge your support in whatever amount you can. For Trail Mix, Bob McWilliams and KPR, it's all done at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. Thanks very much, Bob. Looking forward to what you've got coming up with Patty Griffin and Dar Williams on the way, Johnny Cash as well. I'm Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music on KPR, and here today to help another great radio host, Bob McWilliams, and a legacy program for Kansas Public Radio, Trail Mix, one of the things that Northeast Kansas has going for it. This is where you find a radio program that's completely unique and found nowhere else. It's part of the cultural life of Kansas. It draws musicians throughout the country to come and play their music, hold concerts in Northeast Kansas, and play in our live performance studio. Yes, it's a gorgeous afternoon. The music is beautiful. What's not so beautiful is the elimination of funds for public radio at the federal level. That's why we need your help right now to pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or, of course, toll-free, 888-577-5268, and support a radio program that can be found nowhere else. And helping us drive home that message today are some guests, our director of major gifts, Max Paley, as well as Lawrence attorney, David J. Brown. We're glad you could get in today, David.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm really thrilled to be here. It's an important time at Kansas Public Radio, as everybody, I think, knows by now. Without the federal money, all sorts of things are changing at this station in an effort to kind of tighten down. Not that there was any room to tighten down, but you will hear some of the programming you have listened to over time going away, changes in personnel, all sorts of things. And that is because this station needs cash. That's why we're here, to be realistic about it. National Public Radio is cut off from federal funding. That means that this station is cut off from federal funding. So we are turning to our listeners, as we always do when there's a financial crisis. And thankfully, you have come through time and time again. And sadly, we need to ask your help again. If you would get on at kansaspublicradio.org, you can sign up online. It really only takes a couple minutes. It's check a couple boxes, fill in some blanks, and you can make your donation. Right now, we've got a great challenge from Dr. Ann Francis of Topeka. She's adding $100 to the first 10 pledges, so you could be in that first 10. All you have to do is get on your computer. You're probably on your phone or whatever. It's really simple. KansasPublicRadio.org. Or if you want to, call 888-577-5268. And you can talk to a friendly volunteer. Or maybe Max will answer the phone. Max, how are you doing?
That's right. Oh, I'm doing great this morning, David. Yeah, thanks for being here. So good to see you. And so good to be here with you as well, Jeff. And gosh, I just love all the music that Bob McWilliams brings us every single Sunday here on Trail Mix. We're so lucky. Like Jeff said, this is a program that you really won't find anywhere else. It's local stations and local programs like this that make the public media world so important and so exciting and interesting. And you can be the next person to support the mission that we are pursuing here at Kansas Public Radio, bringing artists like Dar Williams to Lawrence. She just came in for the 25th anniversary of Trail Mix not 2 years ago and performed for us here in eastern Kansas. And that's all thanks to Bob McWilliams. That's thanks to Kansas Public Radio. And that's thanks to you for making your contribution. You can do it right now by going online to kansaspublicradio.org.
Or call 888-577-5268. These breaks are extremely small. That's so you get more music for your dollars. So make those pledges so we get the dollars. 888-577-5268.
Or kansaspublicradio.org. And you may ask yourself, what does it take to support Trail Mix? I mean, cash-wise, money-wise. And the answer is very simple. We only ever ask you to give what you can afford. And that's why supporting Kansas Public Radio is very affordable. Whether that means $20 right now, $50 right now. Maybe you can support us at $5 a month, perhaps $10. Ask yourself how often you listen to Trail Mix, how much the music means to you, what you feel when you listen, and whether or not it's worth your support. We think it is because you're with us today. Support us at kansaspublicradio.org or calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. Some Patty Griffin and some Dar Williams on the way. Let's get back to music on KPR.
Secrets I don't sell ever to myself, I just keep moving. It's like working on a building with my eyes closed. Nothing's improving. Day after day I stood in my own way in front of my own door. Things push you around so far, knock you down so hard, it's hard to get up anymore. Here's the thing that I've known from the start, but don't be the thing. If you can't feel your heart, you might lose everything. Spend years in the dark, but it isn't the end, you're just bad. The sky.
these endless skies of blue. Baby, it's just you and all the umpires. Hoping nobody will notice that you don't know what you're doing. Still, you're getting tired. The fire won't come to you, and so you're safe for now. So you won't get to play, but that's okay, because you pray you just get rained out. Here's the thing that I've known from the start. Don't mean a thing if you can't feel your heart, you might. Coming up, and the rehearsal is over. Maybe nothing's at the scene. The crowd is moving all the time. Just like you're drunk, but you're sober. Day after day, you feel you let it slip away, but it was never very far. No one to stand on ground that's shaking, but the earth is always quaking, making buildings and tearing them apart. Here's the thing that I've known from the start. You don't need a thing if you can't feel your heart. You might lose everything, spend years in the dark, but it isn't the end. You're just bad. Back at the start. Back at the start. Back at the start.
Patty Griffin here on Kansas Public Radio. Her song, Back at the Start, it's the first song on her new album out this year, called Crown of Roses. Patty Griffin and Ricky Lee Jones together at the Uptown Theater, October the 30th, and October, just almost here, October 30th, Patty Griffin, Ricky Lee Jones at the Uptown. I'm Bob McWilliams, here for you at Kansas Public Radio. Ellis Paul comes to the Lead Center Pavilion October 20th, and we'll hear from him in just a bit. And we're going to hear two from a brand new one from Dar Williams next. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the title track to the new album by Dar Williams called Hummingbird Highway on KPR.
Columbines are coming up down by the gate, pouring out sugar water on a broken plate, and I've dressed up my best dolls to celebrate. You're coming home from the Hummingbird Highway, but the hour has come and the hour has passed, just when I think they got you at last, and the pirates have tied the galleon's mast. You're coming home from the Hummingbird Highway. Every time you ride, chest. It's a hummingbird shell in a hummingbird's nest. Back from the hummingbird highway. From a china blue pot. And I don't think you're happy. No, I know that you're not. You can't blame it on the hummingbird highway. You say it's the older you feel, it's the older I get. Your highest of highs and your deepest regret. And no one ever says if you've gotten there yet. Can't blame it on the hummingbird highway. I know sometimes instead you just get lost inside your head and sometimes can't get out of bed. Now you're getting out of bed.
The
but now Frederick Douglass calls to Harriet Tubman. Gotta raise the lantern for the conscience of our government. We know the backwards clock, we've learned to read the signs. From every bloody tug of war out on the Mason-Dixon line. Maryland, Maryland, lead the way again. Maryland, Maryland. Cause when you come from Maryland, you're proud to be an American. I'm from Maryland. I'm from Maryland.
Brand new from Dar Williams, debuting today on KPR's Trail Mix, the new album Hummingbird Highway. We heard the title tune, and then Maryland, Maryland, Dar Williams on Kansas Public Radio with Ellis Paul up next. Johnny Cash on the way as well this hour here on KPR. It's our fall fundraising drive, one of a couple of Sundays out of the year where we're looking for you to help keep Trail Mix going, to help keep Kansas Public Radio going. You know, 94% of our support comes from the community now after that big cut of all our federal funding. And what that means is every year we got to make up $244,000. It's got to come for us to keep bringing you the level of service that you appreciate. If you haven't yet done so, please become a member. Do it at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Ellis Paul, part of the Lead Center Folk Series this year, coming to the Lead Center Pavilion on October the 20th. And let's go back to an album he did just over 10 years ago called Chasing Beauty. And we're going to hear him backed by the voices of the band Red Molly for this song called Kick Out the Lights, Johnny Cash.
Now Johnny Cash, the man in black, was at the Grand Old Opry, drunk on ambition, whiskey, coffee, was dancing with demons. Nothing could stop him tonight. Tonight, but it felt like a church. He said a little prayer. Ran to the stage, taking two and three stairs. You could heckle old Johnny, hell, he wouldn't care. Cause tonight, he's gonna kick out the light.
Kick out the lights!
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights!
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights!
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights!
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Now you can play a big theater, chandeliers and pearls. Rage inside a stadium, no rows of pretty girls. Take a fancy jet tour around the world if you like. It's alright. And you can play folks in prison to the robbers and crooks. To 300 killers giving back dirty looks. If there's a prison ride, you're gonna get the hook. So tonight, you better kick out the lights.
Kick out the lights!
Johnny Cash, Johnny Cash, John Cash.
Kick out the lights!
You can't break even. Your pickup truck or all your girlfriend's cheating. It's alright if you lie. Or you can sing a ring of fire and how God cuts you down. About cocaine, freight trains, Sunday morning coming down. Oh, you shot a man in Reno just
rush to paint the town. Well, damn right, you'll be kicking out the lights.
Kick out the lights.
Ellis Paul and his song, Kick Out the Lights. Johnny Cash. I remember him doing this live in Lawrence when this album was about to come out back in 2014, the album Chasing Beauty. And he had Red Molly to help him on the record when he does it in concert. The audience is that chorus of Johnny Cash. I don't know if he'll sing it this time around, but he's going to be at the Lead Center Pavilion for the Lead Center Folk Series October 20th. More information at the Lead Center website, lied.ku. .edu. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org and Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com. Well, after playing Ellis Paul's song inspired by Johnny Cash, I gotta play some Johnny Cash for you, and I'm gonna play you a couple of Johnny Cash songs. But first, it's time to check in at our Pledge Central headquarters and find out how things are going today in our bid to get you to support Kansas Public Radio.
And thanks, Bob. And this is Pledge Central Headquarters. Looking forward to that Johnny Cash that we've got coming up in just a few minutes. But a little bit of business beforehand. We need your support for Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. Everybody's aware of the news by now. Over the summer, we got the word that federal funding for public media, all of public media, has been eliminated, and that has affected KPR to the tune of about $200,000 annually that has to be made up. But we have confidence in the Trail Mix listener in general. They're courteous, conscientious, and generous and reasonable people. There's something about this music that we think draws the sensitive ear and the empathetic mind, and a Trail Mix listener might well be the kind of person who wants to make an effort on behalf of their friends, their neighbors, their community, and on behalf of themselves, because they're invested in this beautiful music that they don't find anywhere else on the radio. Support it now in whatever amount you can afford at kansaspublicradio.org. By the way, I'm Jeff Watson, here with KPR staffer Max Paley and Lawrence attorney David J. Brown, who I believe is the original supporter of Trail Mix.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm always honored to be able to try to help raise funds so that Trail Mix can stay on the air. With the funding cuts, it is always a tenuous situation for this program. If you are listening now, you know the quality of the music. You know the quality of Bob McWilliams' skills and experience, connections, and everything else. You get your concert news, the new music, all sorts of things. But that takes money. You know, no more federal dollars, almost no state dollars, it's you. It's you. Mm-hmm. This station is now depending on you. And that's why we're doing the fundraise. We need your money. I mean, very, very bluntly, it's kind of down to the wire in all sorts of ways. So kansaspublicradio.org, it's so simple to do, just a few check in the boxes, fill in the blanks, sign up with your credit card, really easy. Or if you want to, you can do the phone, 888-577-5268. Whichever way you do it, please do it. Dr. Ann Francis of Topeka is adding $100, $100 to the first six pledges now. So please, we need the funds. So Max, what can you say to help encourage folks?
Yeah, well, I think you can join other callers who have checked in with us in support of Trail Mix today. We had a caller from Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you so much for chiming in. They say Trail Mix remains simply the best, and I personally agree. We heard from Paola, Kansas. We also heard from a student at Washburn University in Topeka, and they say they've listened to KPR all of their lives and that the younger generation still relies on the radio. Well, right. KPR is relying on you right now in support of Trail Mix, in support of the news that you may listen to every single day, in support of Destiny, Cordelia, and our own Jeff Watson here in the studio with their classical music selections, we are relying on you to support the programming that you're listening to right now. You can chime in, and we can read your name on the air if you'd like, or you can remain anonymous like these folks. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org and show your support for Trail Mix today.
Yeah, and it's exciting to do. If you haven't done it before, I encourage new members, because what happens is, you know, you don't know what you're doing, and you get online or you call the number, and the number, by the way, is 888-577-5268, and online it's kansaspublicradio.org. But when you do it and you're done, you get this really odd sensation of, wow, I'm really part of something important. I'm helping something that matters. And you can do that now. And again, it's kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
And one of the things that you'll probably be struck by is just how easy the process is. If you go online, it's just a few ticks. If you call toll-free, it's just a few moments on the phone with one of our volunteers. All it takes is a little generosity and a willingness to give something reasonable to a radio program that you don't find anywhere else. Whether that's $20 right now, maybe a $50 donation, maybe you can support us by donating $10 a month. Think about it and make the call. Take the step to pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Time for some Johnny Cash on KPR.
Country boy, ain't got no shoes. Country boy, ain't got no blues. Well, you work all day while you're wanting to play in the sun and the sand with the faces tan. At the end of the day when your work is done, you ain't got nothing but fun. Country boy, ain't got no wills. Country boy, you don't owe no bills. You get a wiggly worm and then you watch him squirm while you put him in a hook and you drop him in a brook. If everything's gonna turn out right, you're gonna fry fish tonight. Country boy, got a lot to lose. Country boy, I wish I was in your shoes. Country boy, got a shaggy dog. Country boy, up a holler low. Well, he comes in a run when you pick up your gun and miss a shell or two, and your dog and you. When you get your ravishers in his hide, he's gonna be good fried. Country boy, you got a lot to lose. Country boy, I wish I was in your shoes. Country boy, you got work to do. Country boy, in the morning dew. You gotta plant the seed, you gotta cut the weeds. There's many a road, you know you gotta hope. When it's bidding time and your work is through, there's a lot of life in you. Country boy, you're lucky free. Country boy, I wish I was you and you was me. I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. The travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Chapeach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Arriva, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Johnny Cash with his own song, Country Boy, and then the song, I've Been Everywhere, which was a big hit for Hank Snow here in the U.S. back in 1962. But it didn't start out as an American song. An Australian named Jeff Mack wrote it in 1959, and all the place names there were in Australia. There ended up being versions done for England and for New Zealand. But Jeff Mack's music publisher got a hold of Hank Snow and said, this would be a great song for you. It's a big hit when a guy named Lucky Starr did it here in Australia. And Hank and his folks said, well, you better make it American place name. So Jeff Mack sat down and wrote the words you heard, Johnny Cash Sing. And that's from one of the albums in his great late career renaissance that was produced by Rick Rubin, the album called Unchained, Johnny Cash, here on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix. Well, I know that many of you are regular listeners of Trail Mix. I hear from folks all the time walking down the street or from acquaintances or people going, are you that guy on the radio on Sundays? I really like that. I'm Bob McWilliams, by the way. But you know what? I've only been here for decades because of in the past, there's been great listener support for Trail Mix. And now with federal budget cuts, need your financial support more than ever. So thank you, everybody that's become a member. If you haven't, why don't you go become a sustaining member? Easy to do at our website at a monthly figure in dollars that works for you. Easy to do that at kansaspublicradio.org. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Right after the news, we'll hear from Allison Krauss in Union Station. Her new album this year, the first in many years with Union Station. We've also got the wonderful guitarist Beppe Gambetta on the way. And a little bit later in the hour, we've got Sean Colvin, All that and more headed your way, including music from the latest from Sierra Hall, right here on KPR First This News.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Police in Michigan say at least one person is dead, 9 others injured, after a shooting during a church service this morning. The church was also set on fire. Brett Dahlberg with member station Michigan Public reports.
Authorities say they believe the suspect also started the fire that engulfed the Church of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles outside of Detroit. William Renyi is the Grand Blanc Township Chief of Police. He described a chaotic scene that unfolded during the worship service.
He drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church.
Renyi says there were hundreds of people at the service, and he expects there will be more victims who are unable to escape the fire. For NPR News, I'm Brett Dahlberg.
Mayor Eric Adams says he's withdrawing from the New York City mayor's race. The move announced on social media today shakes up a race that has been dominated by newcomer Zohran Mamdani. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
In a video posted on social media, Adams said he's dropping out after facing what he described as unfair investigations that made it difficult for him to raise money and campaign.
Although this is the end of my reelection campaign, it is not the end of my public service.
Last year, the U.S. Justice Department charged Adams with bribery and campaign finance offenses, later dropped by the DOJ under President Trump. With Adams out, Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic socialist who's led in the polls, faces a tighter contest against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo stepped down as governor in 2021 following a sexual misconduct scandal. In this race, Cuomo has sought to portray Mamdani as too far to the left. Republican Curtis Sliwa rounds out the three-way race. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
President Trump says he's ordered troops to protect immigration and customs enforcement facilities in Portland, Oregon, and that he's authorized the use of, quote, full force. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports it's the latest instance of Trump threatening to deploy the military to a U.S. city.
In a social media post Saturday, Trump called Portland, Oregon, quote, war-ravaged, which is not the reality on the ground. Local officials in Oregon dispute Trump's claims that the city is unsafe or in need of troops and have been urging residents to remain peaceful. Trump has been making these kinds of threats against a variety of cities, all democratically led, for months now, including Washington, D.C., where Trump has federal control, and more than 2,000 National Guard troops have been stationed for more than a month. Legal experts worry that these continued threats and deployments are normalizing troops on U.S. streets and challenge longstanding laws that limit the role of America's military domestically. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
Congressional leaders from both parties are expected at the White House tomorrow to meet with President Trump. Unless Congress acts, the government will run out of money Tuesday night. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, a business tool for food designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from restaurants nationwide, set up employee lunch programs, and manage food spend at EasyCater.com. Here's Allison Krauss in Union Station opening this hour of KPR's Trail Mix.
From things I've done, but from things that I have not. And sometimes giving ain't giving up. I'll always remember the one that I forgot. Ooh. from things I've done, but from things that I have not. And sometimes giving ain't giving up. I'll always remember the one that I forgot.
Allison Krauss and Union Station here on KPR, the song The Wrong Way. From the album put out this spring called Arcadia, the first new album for Allison Krauss and Union Station in some 14 years, Arcadia. With Sierra Hall and her new album, Songs from That Next, we've got Bippy Gambetta, who's coming to Kansas City in October. After that, here on KPR's Trail Mix. Support for Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. The new Sierra Hall album this year, called A Tiptoe High Wire, we're going to hear a song from that after we hear an instrumental from that, simply called E-Tune, with a special guest, Bela Fleck, sitting in on banjo, Sierra Hall, here on Kansas Public Radio.
goodbye to the old year, hello to the new. Something told me nothing's gonna change. Singing hallelujah, but the war has just begun. Numbers, months, and seasons rearranged. But I'm running out of silver linings. Sun don't shine, just grit grinding. Upside down and crooked, finding nothing new. And I need the past to get behind me. Run to where it will not find me. Heal my broken mind, remind me what is true. What is true?
Sierra Hall, who I first saw and heard when she was in the first part of her teens as one of the terrific young mandolin players coming into the world of bluegrass. And she's continued to be a great mandolin player, guitar player too, and I think play some other instruments as well, and become a very fine singer-songwriter to boot. We just heard the song there called Truth Be Told. That is from Sierra's new album this year, Sierra Hall's album, A Tiptoe High Wire, from that same album. The instrumental which opened the set is simply called E-Tune and has a pretty special guest, I'd say. Bela Fleck playing banjo with Sierra Hall here on Kansas Public Radio. Bepi Gambetta is up next. And we're about halfway through today's Trail Mix, more or less. And you know what? It's very special day here on Trail Mix. If you haven't figured that out yet, it's one of the two times during the year where we come to you and remind you the Trail Mix doesn't just happen to be on the air. Kansas Public Radio just doesn't happen to be on the air. Some 94% of our support now comes from the community, and it really has to, with the ending of federal funding putting a $224,000 hole in our budget each and every year. So we have to raise that money to keep bringing you the radio service you expect. Anything you can do to help is more than welcome. Do that at kansaspublicradio.org. Bepi Gambetta coming to the 1900 building, 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Kansas City, Kansas. That is coming up the evening of October the 15th. We're going to hear from a Bepi Gambetta album called The American Album and a medley of Delmore Brothers songs. Bepi Gambetta on KPR. Thank you.
standing in the rain. If the world was corn, he couldn't buy the grain. Oh Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues. Arnold Papa counting his toes, he can smell his feet wherever he goes. Oh Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues. Sitting in the sand, each one wishing the other was a man. Oh Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues. Two old maids don't lost their style. If you wanna get lucky, you got to smile. Oh Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues. Goes out with other guys. Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues. If you don't believe it, try yourself. I tried once and I got left. Oh Lord, Lord, got those Brahms fairy blues.
Got the blues, those Nashville blues. I've got the blues, those Nashville blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes. The people here, they treat me fine. The people here, they treat me fine. They give me beer, they give me wine. She's gone away from me. One thing she left me free. I'm going home to Arkansas. I'm going home to Arkansas. I'm gonna stay right there with my love.
I've got the blues, those Nashville blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes.
The wonderful flat-picking guitarist from Italy, Beppe Gambetta, and a pair of Delmore Brothers songs in that medley, Brahms Fairy Blues and Nashville Blues, the album from 2013 by Beppe Gambetta called The American Album. And Beppe going to be at the 1900 building at 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway in Kansas City, Kansas, on October the 15th. The next night, Sean Colvin and Mark Cohn will be at the Folly Theater. We'll hear from Sean Colvin in a bit. And also on the way, Nikki Talley and wonderful Cheryl Wheeler song. As we continue to have Trail Mix for you, thanks to listener support, here's how you can do your part to keep Trail Mix and KPR vibrant and here for you and your community.
Supporting Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio is a very easy proposition. Just pledge whatever amount you can at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. Support one of the most rare and beautiful radio programs that you're likely to find. There are very few occasions right now in our modern clock-dominated and schedule-oriented life to do something essential like gather together as a community and enjoy a joyful gathering of music. It may be the way of the world to follow the roads and punch the clock when you need to, but trail mix is here, preserving a vital part of the human experience, a joyful gathering where we all enjoy music together. It's here because, as Bob mentioned, it's listener-supported, always has been. And right now, the way for you to support it is pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. And any amount you can, whether that means $20, maybe that means $50. Maybe there's a Trail Mix fan out there who's got $500 to burn. Whatever it is, now's the time to take the step and pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's a good time to do it because of a challenge that's on our board, but I can't quite see it from where I am. David Brown, give me the deets on that challenge.
I can see that challenge. It's from Dr. Ann Francis of Topeka, who is adding $100 to the next five pledges. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The only five pledges left, that's folks. Right. Listen, seriously, we need your money. You've heard about the federal cuts. You are probably bored hearing about how those federal cuts have critically harmed Kansas Public Radio, National Public Radio, and this program that you're listening to. Realistically speaking, every program on KPR depends on those dollars, and we are trying to make up for what we have lost, and we need your help. So we're asking for pledges. Meet this challenge. Give $100 if you could. Be a listener member, or contribute $20 a month, and you can get Bill Curtis's new book for free. It's nationalpublicradio.org online. It's really simple to do, or you can call 888-577-5268. I've been practicing that number all day long. Anyway, call or get online at Kansas Public Radio. Make your pledge. Do it now. And Max, what other encouraging words can you give listeners?
Well, I think you've done a great job, David. And David, thank you so much for being here with us. Like Jeff said earlier, David Brown was the first sponsor of Trail Mix. I think the story goes, as far as I have heard it, that the first Trail Mix that ever aired, David J. Brown called in maybe that same day or the next day and said, "How can I support this program?" Well, we gave him the answer. We said, "You can support it by opening up your checkbook a little bit. And maybe you can support it today as well." 94% of the funding that keeps Trail Mix on the air, that keeps all the programs that you hear every single day on Kansas Public Radio, comes from individual support, private support. Listeners like you are making Trail Mix possible. You can make your pledge online by going to kansaspublicradio.org. You can join Kathy Peters of Kansas City, Kansas. She checked in and she said she increased her contribution to Trail Mix and to KPR this year due to the loss of federal funding. Thank you so much, Kathy. We also heard from Holton, Kansas. A new member checked in from Holton, and they showed us just how much Trail Mix means to them. If Trail Mix is important to you, why don't you be the next person to take advantage of the challenge from Dr. Ann Francis by logging on to kansaspublicradio.org.
It's so simple. You can use your credit cards. You can promise to pay next month. They'll bill you on a regular basis. And if you become a sustaining member, which is really helpful to the station, then it happens automatically. Every month, whatever amount you've designated will come out of your checking account or your bank account or your credit card or whatever you set up. And we can depend on that constant flow of cash. I mean, that's one of the problems with the federal money. You know, it used to come, it'd come, and you know it's there. But now, when we depend on you, it's time to make a pledge. KansasPublicRadio.org, 888-577-5268.
Those are the ways to support Trail Mix on a Sunday afternoon. We know it's a gorgeous day and everybody wants to be out doing stuff, but before any of that, we want to make sure that this important and vital bit of business for public radio gets taken care of. Your support is vital. Pledge right now at KansasPublicRadio.org. Let's send you back to Trail Mix on KPR.
Comfort.
chance I want you around. Well, I wouldn't ask you to play that part, knowing what I know now.
Colvin here on KPR's Trail Mix, Knowing What I Know Now, is from her 2012 album, All Fall Down, and a double bill concert at the Folly Theater. Mark Cohn and Sean Colvin is happening at the Folly Theater on October the 16th, and they'll be together on stage. They'll have a set of backing musicians, and they'll swap songs and stories. October 16th, 7:30 p.m., Mark Cohn and Sean Colvin at the Folly Theater in Kansas City. Check the Folly website, follytheater.org, for more information on that. In just a bit, we'll go back in time for music from a wonderful Cheryl Wheeler album called Mrs. Pinocchi's Guitar. And we've got Nikki Talley and a really fine album she did back in about a decade ago. Gosh, time flies. Out from the Harbor, that's just ahead from Nikki Talley here on KPR's Trail Mix. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Go out on the water on your little boat, raise the sails and let her go. Oh, I trust you, Captain. We got a cooler of beer and some hook and line. You can watch me forget about time. Yeah, today I'm just gonna let life happen. Oak is out past channel marker 11. We got our little secret spot of heaven. And you can bet the fish are jumping. Days like today I wish would never end. And I'm proud to call you a damn good friend. Yeah.
girl sing the working man's blues. I don't care where I'll end up or what's gonna happen. I'm taking with me these memories, Captain. And for that, I thank you. It's days like today I wish would never end. And I'm proud to call you a damn good friend. Oh, let's go out on the water. Let's go.
From a decade ago, entitled Out from the Harbor, and here on KPR Today, we heard her song, Let's Go Out on the Water. Nikki used to do a lot of touring, but as she says, she's limited that more recently, and she's playing the role of Mountain Mommy in Brevard, North Carolina, still playing quite a few shows in the Southeast, so Nikki Talley. With music from Cheryl Wheeler next here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, your donation is what keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. It's your financial support that lets us provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR relies on you to be there for you. I know KPR matters to you. Here you are listening. Well, your support matters to Kansas Public Radio greatly. So contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll check in to Pledge Central and see how we're doing in today's fundraising show in just a bit. But right now, Cheryl Wheeler and her song called Further and Further Away.
I can see the place where I came from. I can hear those sounds right now. I can find the path I used to run and believe I still know how. Then I shake my head, clearing my vision. I keep those scenes at bay. And I can see the place where I came from, slipping further and further away. I can feel the way I used to feel when the world was small and green.
thought of soft appeal, and I curled into my dream. Then I shake my head, clear in my vision I keep those scenes at bay. And I can feel the way I used to feel, slipping further and further away. Time keeps moving faster and faster. I'm not losing track. Oh, I'm afraid that something's forgotten, so I keep looking back. I can hear the songs you used to sing. I can swear I won't let go. Were strong and you knew everything, and that was all I had to know. Then I shake my head, clear in my vision I keep those scenes at bay. And I can hear you used to sing, slipping further and further away. I can hear the songs you used to sing, slipping further and further away. Slipping further and further.
Cheryl Wheeler from a wonderful album that goes back 30 years now, Mrs. Pinocchi's Guitar, and the song called Further and Further Away, Cheryl Wheeler, here on Kansas Public Radio. You know, you could become a KPR sponsor, and your business can then harvest the trust and credibility of public radio. You'll find the customers that love Kansas Public Radio will be hearing your messages when you become a KPR sponsor. Find out more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. We certainly do appreciate all of our sponsors here on KPR, and they make up part of the support we have from the community to bring you public radio, but a relatively small part. By far, the overwhelming financial support that we need to keep KPR going comes from individual listeners, as we say, just like you. But that's true, individual listeners just like you who've made the decision that Kansas Public Radio is worth investing in. Here's how you can make that investment and support Trail Mix as well as KPR.
Supporting Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio is all very easy. Just pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. Looking forward to the music Bob has lined up for us, the great Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, in just a little while. And a whole afternoon of Trail Mix until 4 p.m. It takes your support, though, to keep this program going. Support us at kansaspublicradio.org. Bob McWilliams has been doing this for quite a while now, and I have as well, and it's gotten me thinking about some of the times we've recently faced. I remember the great economic crash back in 08. I remember going through a whole pandemic And now we're dealing with the elimination of federal funding for public media nationwide. So we've been through a lot together in the years past, but through it all, KPR listeners have consistently stepped up to support this station and the things that they care about and find important. If you've already pledged today for a Trail Mix, thank you very much. You've done the thing that nobody has to do. Nobody has to donate to Trail Mix and KPR. But if it doesn't happen, we don't have a radio station and we don't have the means to provide you with this music and this wonderful experience. If it means something to you, and we think it does, because you're with us, be the next one to support us at KansasPublicRadio.org.
You know, Jeff, you're talking about all the horrible times we've gone through at this station, and one of the remarkable and exciting things about that is every time we've done that, you, the listener, have come forward and pulled our butts out of the fire. You know, it's just truly amazing when you think about that history, and it's really exciting. And again, Max and I were just talking about doing exciting new things in your life. And I want to talk to folks who have never pledged to Kansas Public Radio. It's an exciting thing to do. I know you don't think so yet, but do it, and you will find out. Get online, KansasPublicRadio.org. Just fill in those blanks, make a check mark, fill in a, you know, a pledge. We've got this challenge going on. Ann Francis, Dr. Ann Francis of Topeka, is adding $100 to the next three pledges. You'll make a sincerely important contribution to this station, and you will feel good. Believe me. 888-577-5268 or KansasPublicRadio.org. Do something exciting and new.
It really does feel good. There's evidence that shows when you give to something that you're getting a benefit from, it really does give you that feel, the feel goods deep
exactly.
Inside.
You bet.
It's an important thing to do to support the services that you're taking advantage of. You know, I was just out, well, I was on the air a bit this morning. You're joining us during Fall Fanfare of 2025, where we're trying to raise some money to offset the elimination of federal funds for public broadcasting. I was on the air this morning. I'm on the air again this afternoon. But in between, I took my kids downtown. We went to the park. We went to the public library. All of these things that we sort of take for granted that are out there, these public services that we use that are so important to us. Well, if Kansas Public Radio is an important service to you, something that you use, which you're listening right now, so clearly you're using it, clearly it's important to you, why not take that next step? Like David said, it really does feel good to support an organization like Kansas Public Radio, and it's easy to do by logging on to kansaspublicradio.org.
And you could become a sustaining member. We haven't talked a whole lot about that today, but sustaining member simply means that you say, you know, I want to make a monthly pledge and just take out this much amount of money from my account, whatever account it is. And again, that's simple to set up too. But however you choose to support the station today, whether it's a single gift or whether it's a continuing sustaining member, we really need your support, and we particularly need new members because that is the blood that keeps the station going. We really need that. So please, again, KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268. Please do it now.
Do your part right now at KansasPublicRadio.org. It looks like, according to our big board, just three pledges left on our challenge from Dr. Ann Francis of Topeka. $100 added to the next three pledges that we get. You could be the one to take advantage of that offer and have a little money added to your pledge so that it does that much more. Pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. Call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. Do your part for Trail Mix. And Kansas Public Radio, thank you for your support. Here's some more music.
Can it be any more beautiful than the Pacific Ocean. Can it be any more magnificent than a redwood tree? Can it be any more beautiful than a human emotion? Can it be any more magnificent than a you and me? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? What can I hope to find on the other side of this life? What can I hope to see on the other side of this life? Can it be any more beautiful than the city on New Orleans? Can it be any more magnificent than the Mississippi? Can it be any more beautiful than the Blue Ridge Mountains? Can it be any more magnificent than a good whiskey? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Break it right down, make you warm and cozy when death's coming around. But it's only a story, and you know that's true, 'cause heaven is right here, my friends, staring back at you. Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful? Can it be any more magnificent? Can it be any more beautiful?
From Sheridan, Wyoming, the band, the two tracks for you here on Kansas Public Radio. That song, Beautiful, is from their 2010 album, Cheers to Solitude. The two tracks are led by the singer and songwriters Julie and Dave Huebner. And Dave's cello really gives that band a great sound, a distinctive sound, and love it much, I do admit, a bias towards cellos in folk and Americana music. The two tracks on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix. I'm Bob McWilliams, and we're going to hear two songs from the pairing of Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, an album they did in 2015 called So Familiar. Now, if you'd gone back 10 or 15 or 20 years before that and said, you know, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell are doing an album together, and people would have looked at you and go, are you nuts? But, in fact, they did play and make music together. And we're going to hear the title track from their album, So Familiar, right now on KPR. Thank you.
familiar. I could feel you when you came through the door. So peculiar, like I knew you somewhere before. Where you from? Where you going? Where you been all this time? Where you from? Where you going? Where you been all my life? So familiar, I could feel you burn like a flame. So peculiar, like I knew you before I learned your name. Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you going?
Where you going?
Where you been all this time? Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you going?
Where you going?
Where you been all my life?
Edie Brickell together for the 2015 album called So Familiar. We opened with that song, So Familiar. And then another round with Steve and Edie, joined by the Steep Canyon Rangers, for you here on Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliamson. So appreciate you joining me for Trail Mix today and every Sunday that you are able to tune in, and certainly do appreciate your financial support of Trail Mix, especially here in our fall fundraising show. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANU.